Guys, this is the first one of the year, and I'm very excited. Welcome to Being Real. Okay, let's be real.
Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barney.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Brand new year, brand new start, brand new things to do for Jesus, for his kingdom, and also some things that we can carry on and be consistent with and mature in. And honestly, here on Impact 103, it's been an honor to be with you. It's been my honor to just journey with you throughout the last year in 2022 and now carrying on with this year in 2023. Such a beautiful time is really ahead, not only for this show, but also throughout the rest of the year. And I'm very excited to see what God does, how he just speaks to us, how we can journey together, to grow together, to mature together. And I can't wait. Honestly, I really can't. So without any further ado, right after this, we're going to get started. If we take a look at those lyrics, it says, I remember the promises he has made. Then it says, hold on to every word. Then it says, I'll trust and obey. Like, these are things that's like, it's guiding us through into the new year. These are all things that we need to do. Hold on to what God is saying. And no matter what God is talking to you about, everything that he wants to reveal, everything that he wants to say is going to be happening through his Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, he's the one that changes everything. He's the one that brings life. And it's so essential for each of us to be completely filled with, led by, and controlled by his Spirit. You know, I remember, like, I don't know, it must have been like last year sometime, God said to me, Owen, when have I ever asked you to do something that you can do without me? And this is the thing, we need God in our lives to be able to do it. We need him in this year to be able to do everything that he's asking us to do. For he says in his word, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And this is exciting. It's exciting. He is going to breathe life into every promise. He is going to do it. And so I guess for us, our challenge here on Being Real, because this is what Being Real is all about. It's where we get to challenge the way that we think, challenge the way that we work, move into something different and become like Jesus. And Jesus is love. And so it's all about getting to know him, getting to know Jesus, getting to know the Father, getting to know the Holy Spirit, the Holy One, the Spirit of God. I remember some of my first introductions to the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to share some of them. It is the Spirit that gives life. And when we receive that Spirit, the Spirit of life, life changes. Life becomes completely different. A life worth living. We step into it straight away. In John 14, 16, it says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, and a standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth. This is the Spirit that is coming to go and live inside of us. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives within you constantly and will be in you. This is the fact. He will be in you if you cry out and say, Lord, here I am, fill me with your Spirit. And this was the final act. This was the final act that Jesus Christ did. This was the finished work. He said, I have to leave. I have to leave. Go to my Father and ask him, and he's going to pour out the Spirit of God on all flesh, everyone, every single person. And we're alive now. Think about it. We're alive now in this time when the Holy Spirit is on the earth, where we can live like God. It's tremendous. It is absolutely tremendous. I'm excited for this year and everything that God is going to accomplish through his Spirit working inside of us. Stay tuned. because we have our first moment with Mama Daff that is coming up straight after this. Okay, welcome here to Impact 103. And if you've just tuned in, it's an awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Daff that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10 here on Impact, where Pastor Daphne Montgomery, who is the lead pastor of a global ministry, River of Life, and the president of a record label, Roll Records, as well as the Bushveld Mission, Children's Home, Spiritual Mother, and many other spiritual children. I know she has a lot. She's known on platforms, social media platforms, as It's Mama Daff. And it's always such an honor to have you on the show. So welcome again, Pastor Daphne, to Being Real.
Thank you so much. I love it.
Just to jump straight in, last week we had an amazing discussion on how can we hear the voice of God. And I think it's very imperative that we carry on that conversation, because we ended the conversation with there are different voices besides from the voice of God that are actually speaking to us. And so I just want to ask you, what are those voices? How can we discern between the difference between those voices and the voice of God?
Phew, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So let's just break it down. What's the voice of a stranger and what's the voice of God? There are actually four voices that we can be listening to at any time, and we get to choose. So one is the voice of God. One is the voice of the flesh. Another is the voice of the enemy. And the other is, the last one, is the voice of the world. At the end of the day, what we're looking at is, if it's the voice of God, the Holy Spirit will only produce the fruit of the Spirit. It will never, ever be anything else but the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. So the Spirit of God, that voice will produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Always. So if you're feeling anger or jealousy or frustration or impatience, you're not listening to the voice of God. You're listening to another voice. And that's where you get to choose. You get to stop listening, and you get to replace those thoughts, which we'll go into. It talks about in Romans, you get to replace those thoughts with the word of God, which puts you back into listening to God on a continuous basis, not just here and there.
Amen.
The other voice that you can listen to is the voice of, I might go out of order, but the voice of the world. The voice of the world is more like, what is going on around you? And the way that society does things, the way that your upbringing does things, the way that your culture does things, the way that your country does things. It's the world. It's the world's way. And that usually looks very much like whatever your culture treasures. That's not God. So, you know, whether it's a materialistic, a capitalistic society, or whether it's a rebellious society, that's just very much like me, I'll gung ho, whatever that is, the world will lure you into thinking like the world. And that's where you stop. You examine, is this the world or is this the kingdom? And once you examine your thoughts, you're able to then, again, choose. Who are you going to listen to? Go back to the voice of God. Get out of the world.
Amen.
One of the third voice is the voice of the flesh. The flesh is always going to be, I want this. me, do this. This is where temptation really lives, is a lot in the flesh. Not saying it's the only place temptation lives, but it lives in the flesh. The flesh wants to gratify itself. It wants instant gratification. It wants what it wants. It wants it now. This is where we start to catch our thoughts. This is where temptation can try to overtake your thoughts, your emotions, and even your body. And that's such as if you have an addiction. If you have an addiction to sex or drugs or alcohol, any type of addiction, it will also overtake your body. So the flesh can be a very powerful enemy in itself. And it's up to you to choose again, not to listen to the flesh, but immediately realize, oh my gosh, this is my flesh. I'm feeling like I want to go to the club and pick up on somebody or whatever. That's the flesh. You grab those thoughts and say, whoa, I don't follow that. I follow my Lord Jesus. And you get again a chance to choose. Who are you going to listen to? And don't follow that voice of a stranger. You can hear the voice of the enemy as well. A lot of evil exists when people do evil, plot evil, get into evil, vindication, revenge, jealousy, violence, like all of the evil comes from the voice of the enemy. And that's what it sounds like. It came to kill, steal, and destroy you. So it starts planting these thoughts and these ideas, and then your thoughts lead to your emotions, and then your emotions get you completely wrapped up in doing something that you wouldn't normally do. You're thinking about something that you wouldn't normally ponder on or think about or rehearse that situation. He said this, he did that, she did this. I can't believe it. And you rehearse it again and again in your mind, which will only lead you into the flesh or the voice of the enemy or the voice of the world. And then unfortunately, we'll go and get consensus, talk to our best friend or somebody, he did this again, or she did that, or this happened again, or my work this, or my boss that, or whatever it is, and we get consensus. Once we get consensus, we get empowered by the wrong thoughts, the wrong emotions, and the wrong people to act on that. We need to stop that. We need to recognize what that is, and then go and go get more of a ministerial or accountability or pastoral counseling, get godly advice in that situation and what to do. These are your choices on how you're going to live out your thoughts, your emotions, and which voice you are actually following. And that's why this becomes so important. I want to jump into Romans really quick before we run out of time. In Romans 12, 1 through 2, it tells us exactly what to do as we're looking at our thoughts, choosing our thoughts, and what we need to do. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service of spiritual worship. And then he says, to do that, do not be conformed to this world, this age. That's what we're talking about, that voice, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. That's when we stop and we switch over into what is God saying, so that you may prove for yourself what's the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. You want to hear the voice of God. You want to know what's acceptable for you. You want to know the plan. You want to know your identity. You want to know what's coming up on New Year's. This is how we get into that place with God, to hear his voice and walk with him continually. Amen.
Man, something that keeps standing out with everything that you're saying is choice, make a decisive dedication. And this is such a huge thing for all of us, because when we make that decision, we're faced with that on so many different levels every moment throughout the day. We have to make little decisions, but to discern and to know the voice of God, and we can really make those little choices. So this is an encouragement to me and to anyone that is listening. Take it and actually start applying these things, where you can start discerning which voice that you're listening to, which one is that you're really making decisions out of. I think is so powerful. So thank you, Pastor Daphne, again for being here. And if you want to re-listen to this and re-listen to other moments with Mama Daph, please log on to www.impactradio.co.za and go through to our podcast section, or you can download the Impact Radio 103 app and go look at our podcast on there. So Pastor Daphne, thank you so much for joining us again on air, and we look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Mwah. This is John the Baptist speaking, and he says, "But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy or fit to take off or carry. But he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." And I'm telling you, I remember moments in my life when this actually happened. I remember the moment when I was a child where the leadership of the youth group that I was at actually laid hands on me, baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I mean, I was young. I was like actually really, really young. I must have been about 5 or 6. And it's actually funny because I grew up not really having such a huge understanding of what that moment actually did for me. But throughout my teen years, I started noticing that there were just differences. That, like, there were moments where I was like in the midst of friends or, you know, just at places, partying, doing different things. And there were things that other people could do, but I couldn't. And I didn't understand why. I did not understand why all of a sudden it's like I was so different. And I started realizing later on, as I started getting a deeper understanding, that during that time when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, God set me apart. When he sets you apart, he sets you apart for life. You know, it's like there's something inside of you that just like really changes. And I'm telling you, like, there was another moment after that where I was a little bit older, where God actually said, you know, like actually baptized me with fire. And that moment was tremendous. I remember my body shaking. I remembered like me encountering God like I had never encountered God before. And this is the thing, is that God is real. Holy Spirit is real. And when he comes into your life, he changes you forever. When God touches your body, like your little human body, it just cannot contain everything that God is. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's mighty. He's powerful. And for him to come and indwell inside of you, this little human being, oh my gosh, your body cannot take it at all. So I would encourage you, grab a hold of God. Grab a hold on who Jesus is and just say, "Jesus, I want you. I want what your finished work was. I want the Spirit of God to come and live inside of me so that I can do the same things that you did and even greater things than these." 1 verse 8, "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and until the ends, the very bounds of the earth." You know, every single one of us that hears that is the person that is meant to carry the Holy Spirit, to carry that power, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, to heal the leper. This is an elementary aspect of our identity as children of God. This is what we carry. We carry the power, we carry the Spirit, and he's the one that moves through us as we become that vessel that he can really use. And one thing that I would have you do this year, as we come to the end of our first show here on Being Real, is this, is that you would know him, that you would know God, know the Holy Spirit in a deeper way so that he can guide you, reveal, bring life to you, and the promises that he has for you are going to happen. Let's just listen. Let's listen to this call. Let's listen to the words of Jesus that says, "I'm going to send the Comforter. I'm going to send the Helper, the Advocate." And if you want to re-listen to anything that happened during this time with me here on Being Real, just remember that the podcasts of this show are definitely going to be put up on the website for Impact Radio at www.impactradio.co.za. Go through to our live content tab, and then from that tab you'll see the podcast there. Just look for Being Real or for Mama Moments with Mama Daff or The Witness. Just check all those things out. They're going to encourage you and hopefully inspire you to continue to be real with your relationship with God. And I want you to just remember that Jesus really, really does love you.